WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A federal appeals court halts construction of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Dominion says they will keep building anyway. Charlottesville taps an African-American woman as its next police chief. That would be a first. And with no agreement on the budget in sight, Virginia's Senate will meet next week to continue negotiations. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, May 16th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
A federal appeals court halts construction of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, but the builders say they will keep going. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond said Tuesday the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service had failed to set clear limits for impact on threatened or endangered species. Dominion, the lead company for the project, vowed to continue to press forward. The company says the ruling only applies to parts of the proposed 600-mile natural gas pipeline from West Virginia through Virginia to North Carolina. The Southern Environmental Law Center argued the case for a group of plaintiffs. Full disclosure, the SELC underwrites programming on WMRA. Also, Charlottesville's next police chief may be, for the first time, an African-American woman. City Manager Maurice Jones recommended Rashal M. Brackney for the job. The Arlington resident retired from the Pittsburgh Bureau of Police after a 30-year career. Pending approval by the City Council, Brackney will succeed Al Thomas, who retired in December after a report found serious police and government failures in responding to the violent white supremacist rally last August. Council will consider Brackney during its Monday meeting. Budget negotiations continue in Richmond. Virginia's Senate met for 2 days this week and resumes work next Tuesday. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
The Senate Finance Committee met Tuesday morning and briefly considered a number of budget changes dealing with Medicaid. Republicans repeatedly referred to needing more oversight of the state-run health insurance program if expansion were to occur. Republican Senator Emmett Hanger is chairman of the committee.
One of the initiatives that I'm hopeful we're going to build in any potential Medicaid expansion, if we do that, will be an accountability system which monitors the screening process and the eligibility in a very cost-effective way.
Unlike the House of Delegates, which a month ago was content to pass the same budget it had during the regular session, the Senate Finance Committee is taking its time. Members are considering additional funding requests from several senators. They didn't come to any conclusions on Tuesday, and they won't meet again until next Tuesday. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Also, Virginia is studying whether to put tolls on Interstate 81 to deal with heavy traffic. The Bristol Herald Courier reports that the Department of Transportation will begin a study in June to be completed by December. The study will focus on high occupancy toll lanes and tolls on heavy commercial vehicles rather than tolling all travelers. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Wednesday.